our world. And really, we want it to be a place where he can rest and be left alone like what we want. When we first get out of the army, we just leave me alone. And we are. We will leave him alone. And it will be a place where he can rest. And it'll be on a working farm, so he will be working. I'll be working with him. And I'm not going to sit across the desk from him and take notes and keep a file on him. It's going to be completely relational. And we're going to build a relationship. I want to start the first... I want to bookend his time there with two wilderness experiences. The first one is to kind of bond and get to know each other and really get them to unplug and get away and be left alone. And obviously I'll be there, so it'll be within a community, and we will eat meals, we'll break bread together. That's the first thing. The second thing, which I've been talking about, is I want to help them process their combat experience. I've been in combat 5 times, so I know what these men face. A lot of them face deep, deep guilt, especially if they've lost close friends. They carry a lot of guilt with them, which is really unnecessary. But they need somebody to help them process that in a verbal way and in a working setting, so it's natural. The third is putting their hands to the plow, and that means, that comes from Luke chapter 9, where it says, "No man, having put his hands to the plow and looks back, is not fit for the kingdom of heaven." And that's where you throw the weight of your life on Christ, and you put your hands to his plow, and you follow him, your eyes are on him, and you follow him, and help them understand what it means to follow Christ.
I found when I came back, one of the things I enjoyed, people think this is weird, was just going outside, just doing manual labor. Not really thinking about anything, just going out and doing something with my hands where I could see the result afterwards and I didn't have to worry about anybody criticizing it, anybody saying anything about it. And that's really kind of what you're getting at with that first point.
Yes, just the manual labor, and the farm is a great place because there's a lot of great imagery there of life, of death and resurrection, and I want them to be able to put the hard things they've been through, put them to death, and then move forward, but put it to death in a healthy way and process it in a healthy way where then they can move on and have good relationships and find a vocation, help them find a calling in their life.
Well, this is Matt Shea on Battlefront, coming to you live from Spokane, Washington, with Charlie Estenall this morning, a former Ranger chaplain, and just setting up a terrific ministry, Plowman's Ministry, down south of Spokane. Veterans coming back, I think, have been just kind of thrown to the wolves in a lot of situations, just kind of left to their own devices. I know there was no meaningful break or separation from the military. It was kind of like, fill out this questionnaire, have a great day. If you've got any issues, go see the VA hospital. It's got to be more than that. We got to take care of these guys, and really appreciate what you're doing. What do you see when you talk about processing the combat experience on a farm setting? What do you see that process being? How do you see getting guys to actually center their lives on Christ and actually, get that peace that surpasses all understanding?
It has to be in a context of genuine mentorship, where there's a real exchange of life, where I'm pouring my life into them, and because true discipleship, true mentorship, there's a cost, and it's got to be a cost on both ends. And it won't be just me. I want to bring other men, Christian men, who have processed their combat experience in a healthy way, or who processed it wrong and then learned from that, and can help men do it the right way. And if I can bring another man in at times and where there's an exchange of life where they share that experience and help these young men process that experience in a healthy manner and in a working setting where they can really lay a foundation, a spiritual foundation that's centered on the gospel, on Jesus, and move from there.
My father was a platoon leader in Vietnam with the 1st Cavalry Division. He was in combat. I was in combat in Iraq with the 1st Cavalry. So, you know, kind of a generational thing there. But one of the things that when we came back that just seemed to be common in both eras was people would say, oh, you served in combat, you've got a problem. But that's really not the case. It's just something you gotta work through. And I know it irritated me, and definitely irritated my dad when people would, you know, kind of treat you like you had some kind of disease because you came back from combat. How do you see addressing that? And what are your thoughts?
Oh gosh, well that just makes me mad when I hear when people do that to our veterans. I'm a veteran, you're a veteran, Matt, and we're just regular men. We're not out to hurt people like our society is saying, like, oh, he's got PTSD and he's going to hurt somebody. We're just people, and we just probably the lesser majority actually have PTSD. We just have some combat stress that we need to experience, and we want to share it, and we want to process it with somebody who understands us. And really, the best thing you can do for a veteran is just say, you know, welcome home. I'm glad you're home. And give him a hug.
Give him a hug. I absolutely agree. And when you talk about putting, you know, veterans putting their hands to the plow, it's not just on the farm, but it's actually in the ministry of Christ and spreading the gospel of Jesus.
Yes, it's working hand in hand in the work of the gospel.
So how do you see, you know, like serving other people as actually being kind of cathartic for a veteran?
You mean the veteran serving other people?
Yeah, serving other people.
Well, that's one of the things we'd like to incorporate in this Plowman's Farm is we'd like to do a work project where we take some of the veterans and we go and we do a community service as part of the program. And so, and there's joy in serving and doing it for free.
Right, veterans have already had the heart to serve other people,
yeah,
especially in a pretty awful place. And it's just a natural thing to come back home and do it in a setting where you don't have to shoot at anybody or be shot at.
Mm-hmm.
So, plowmansfarm.com is the website, right?
Yes.
How can people get in touch with you other than the website? And, you know, if they maybe have a veteran that they think would benefit from going down and being a part of the ministry, how can they get involved?
Well, our website is plowmansfarm.com. My email is info@plowmansfarm.com. And I'll take a call anytime at 719-433-4756.
And if you could say the number again real quick.
719-433-4756. And if you know of a veteran that's coming home or is home and this would be good for them, just give us a call and we'd be glad to contact them.
Plowmansfarm.com. Charlie, final thoughts and a message maybe to veterans this Christmas season that, you know, they're coming home. Maybe they haven't had a Christmas at home for a while. I know I remember an 8-year period where I was just all over the place and never really celebrating Christmas at home. What's your message to those folks out there tonight or today?
Oh, I would just say we're glad you're home. We love you, and the Savior loves you more than anybody. The incarnation is a reason for this time of year. And Jesus became a man. He became a man just like us, and he can identify with our struggles, with our pain, our anger more than any other person on this earth. He went to the full extent for you and for me, that we might have life.
Well, if you're a veteran out there today or tonight, if you're listening, streaming from anywhere in the world, we have to say that too and recognize that, please contact Plowman's Farm. And it's plowmansfarm.com, plowmansfarm.com. And Charlie, if you can give the number once again, so any veteran this season who's thinking about this can contact you and start down the life of processing what they went through.
719-433-4756.
719-433-4756. info@plowmansfarm.com. info@plowmansfarm.com. Charlie, I really appreciate your ministry, appreciate your work. Thank you for your service. You deployed far more than I did, But really appreciate your heart for veterans coming back home in this Christmas season. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
So if you have a veteran in your family, don't just say in your mind they have a problem. You know, they were in combat. Oh, we feel sorry for them. Have them contact Plowman's Farm. Have them get involved. Have them actually come back home, rest, unplug, really process the combat experience and put their hands to the plow, as Charlie was saying. That's the way that veterans, I think, readjust to polite society, and they get back involved in ministry, helping other people in a positive way here in America, and they're not treated as if they have some kind of disease, as if they're almost lepers. I know I had that happen to me a couple times. In fact, on the plane flight home from Bosnia, I was wearing my dress greens, and I remember very, very vividly when no one would sit next to me on the airplane. It was one of those flights where you could choose your own seats. And I thought, wow, am I scary? Is there something wrong with me? What happened? And I know that particularly happened to Vietnam veterans. And I know there are many of you listening this morning throughout all of Eastern Washington. And I want to say, just as Charlie said, welcome home. And if you're having any issues and you don't know really how to process it and you want to get in contact with somebody that can, they can understand what you went through and not be treating you as if you are a leper with some kind of an issue, please contact Plowman's Farm. I think that that is a tremendous way to go forward. And I know this Christmas season, especially with so many deployments from so many veterans in the Northwest, that it's something that can change lives and it can really focus people back on the reason we're celebrating the holidays in the first place, and that's Jesus Christ. Well, the upcoming session starts again on January 13th. We're going to be in Olympia broadcasting live on Battlefront every Tuesday morning at 8:30 a.m. And please, if you get a chance, check out Freedom Agenda Washington on Facebook. Like the page. It is going to be our clearinghouse for action items as we go forward in the session. Something comes up like gun control, something comes up like tax increases, we're going to be putting it on there and what you can do to get involved. And as this whole flap about the Duck Dynasty comments from the patriarch Phil Robertson have really taught us, if we get involved, we can make a huge change, not only in the culture, but in the lives of individual people by just preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, preaching the truth in love to those folks that are out there. And one of the ways that we preach and we teach truth and love is through the ministry of politics. And I know people say, what? The ministry of politics? It is actually a ministry, and I can't think of a darker place than Olympia, Washington, or Washington, D.C., that needs our prayers, needs our intercession, and needs our action. The Holy Spirit cannot work unless we show up, because the Holy Spirit has to work through us. One of the mysteries that we will learn the answer to, I think, when we get to heaven. I want to thank everybody out there. Have a Merry Christmas. I hope you all are with your families today. Remember to pray for a revival of repentance. May God bless all of you, and may He make this generation the greatest one.
Paid for by the committee to elect Matt Shea Republican.
American Christian Network affiliates are KSPO, Dishman, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, KTBI, Afraid of Moses Lake, Wenatchee, KGDN, Pasco, Richland, Kennewick,
plus KTAC, Afraid of Moses Lake, and KYAK, Yakima.
We need to hurry.
These crowds are unbelievable.
Oh, it's so awful this time of year. Do you have your gift?
Hey, right here.
I was thinking, what if these gifts aren't enough?
How could they be enough?
That's okay. Can you walk any faster?
It feels like we've been walking forever.
And just a little longer and it'll all be over.
It makes me wonder if it's all worth it.
It's worth it.
Are you sure we're going in the right direction?
Well, I'm just following that big light. There. That's the place.
Here?
I can't believe we're here.
Please, come in.
We've traveled a great distance.
And we bring gifts.
Gold.
Frankincense.
And myrrh. We've come to see your baby.
I know. I'm Mary. This is Joseph. And this...
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We know.
This holiday season, remember what all the hubbub should be about.
A Christmas moment made possible by the 810 Family Christmas Fund.
ACN affiliates are KTBI and KTAC, Freda, Moses Lake, Wenatchee, KYAK, Yakima, KGDN, Pasco, Richland, Kennewick, KSPO, Dishman, Spokane.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road?